A Letter Home by Arnold Bennett. Rain was falling. It had fallen steadily through the night, but the sky showed promise of fairer weather. As the first streaks of dawn appeared, the wind died away, and the young leaves on the trees were almost silent. The birds were insistently clamorous, vociferating times without number that it was a healthy spring morning and good to be alive. A little bedraggled crowd stood before the park gates, awaiting the hour named on the notice board when they would be admitted to such lodging and shelter as iron seats and overspreading branches might afford. A weary, patient-eyed, dogged crowd. A dozen men, a boy of 13, and a couple of women, both past middle age, which had been gathering slowly since 5 o'clock. The boy appeared to be the least uncomfortable. His feet were bare, but he had slept well in an area in Grosvenor Place and was not very damp yet. The women had nodded on many doorsteps and were soaked. They stood apart from the men, who seemed unconscious of their existence. The men were exactly such as one would have expected to find there, beery and restless as to the eyes, quaintly shod and with nondescript greenish clothes, which for the most part bore traces of the yoke of the sandwich board. Only one amongst them was different. He was young, and his cap and manner of wearing it gave sign of the sea. His face showed the rough outlines of his history, yet it was a transparently honest face, very pale, but still boyish and fresh enough to make one wonder by what rapid descent he had reached his present level. Perhaps the receding chin, the heavy, pouting lower lip, and the ceaselessly twitching mouth offered a key to the problem.
"Say, darkie," he said.
"Well?
How much longer? Can't you see the clock? It's staring in the face." "No. Something queer's come over me eyes."
Darkey was a short, sturdy man who kept his head down and his hands deep in his pockets. The raindrops clinging to the rim of an ancient hat fell every now and then into his grey beard, which presented a drowned appearance. He was a person of long and varied experiences. He knew that queer feeling in the eyes, and his heart softened.
"Come lean against the pillar," he said, "if you don't want to tumble. 3 a brand is what you want. There's 4 minutes to wait yet."
With body flattened to the masonry, legs apart and head thrown back, Darkie's companion felt more secure, and his mercurial spirits began to revive. He took off his cap, and brushing back his light brown curly hair with the hand which held it, he looked down at Darkie through half-closed eyes, the play of his features divided between a smile and a yawn. He had a lively sense of humour, and the irony of his situation was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?